Good morning. Good to be back in the broadcast for another Sunday morning. And thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing out of your heart today as we meet together in the Word of God, and invite you to church this morning. You be in the house of God, be in your place, and you will get blessed. Amen. It's good to be saved in these last days. I'm glad we've got a place to go to. We can get a refuge from this world, come apart for a while, and get our hearts and minds and thoughts upon the things of God without any distractions, and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And so we thank God for you this morning. We want to send it out to all the shut-ins who's not able to go, be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. And those that are, that are lost, we urge you to listen and to hear the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then to those, Lord, that are bereaved, that you need comfort that only God can give you this morning. And we want to remember you in prayer as we come before the microphone today. Don't forget now Sunday school here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at 10 o'clock, worship service 10:45, and then back in the evening service at 5, 7 on Wednesday for prayer meeting. And we invite you to come to be with us throughout this week, and I believe you'll receive a blessing if you'll do that this morning. Good to be saved this morning. Thank God for redemption through the Lord Jesus. Amen. Good to be saved. And so we're going to have another song now after we pray, and then we'll go further in the service today. Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you, dear Lord, for your mercy, grace, and everything you've done for us. God, we thank you for redeeming us, Lord, and reaching down the miry clay, picking us up, putting our feet on solid rock, establishing our going. Thank you for it. And I pray you bless today every need. And Radio Lamb this morning, those that are suffering, those that are going through things, I pray your grace would be experienced by them today as you promised it would be enough. I pray, Lord, touch the sinner's heart, bring conviction where it's needed in the lives of individuals throughout this day. Give us a great day in the Lord. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we'll be careful to bless you and to praise you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have another song this time. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as we sing. Amen.
Fill me.
Amen. All right. We're going to turn our Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Psalms, chapter 37. Appreciate you tuning us in today. Trust you'll meet us in the house of God this morning. And I believe God will bless you if you'll do that today. Psalm chapter 37, and begin reading about verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. And I appreciate that chapter this morning, those verses in it, verses 23 down through verses 31. And talking about David's life story, I think you will find there in one verse in chapter in verse 25, where David said, I've been young and now I'm old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's the story of David. I once was young, and now I'm old. He was speaking from experience. He looking back down through the years, and he had some times of experience between him and the Lord, and certainly those things resounded in his life in his older age, and he remembered how the Lord had been so good, and the Lord had been so gracious, the Lord had been so forgiving, the Lord had been so profound in his life, that the Holy Ghost moved upon him to write these words about the Lord and about the grace of God. And so David was really putting his life story here. And David, of course, found assurance in his shepherd. We know that by reading David's writings there in Psalms chapter 23. When David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, he knew who his shepherd was. He was firmly persuaded that he was in the family of God. He was firmly persuaded that he belonged to the Lord, and the Lord was his shepherd, not just an acquaintance, not just something that he heard about, but he was in the family of God. The Lord is my shepherd, and he belonged to him. And I praise God for that relationship that David had with his Lord and with his God. He found assurance in that. He found assurance and knowing the Lord was his shepherd. And there's protection, there's provision, there's grace, and there's anything that we need when we belong to the Lord. So David found assurance in his shepherd. You can have the same thing today. You can have assurance in your salvation. And these things right unto you, and that you may know that you have eternal life. And so there are some writings of the Lord. If you'll study your Bible and you'll get in the Scriptures, you'll find there's places in the Word of God that will give you assurance that you can know that you're a child of God. There's no reason to doubt. There's no reason to wonder. You can know that you're a child of God. And I tell you, it's pretty profound in David's life. He knew who he belonged to. And there was no question marks in his life about the shepherd of his life, the one that had rescued him from his sins, the one that had been walking by him down through the years, and as a boy on the shepherd hills, as a king of the palace, as someone, as a soldier in the army. I tell you, he, as a sheep that was a shepherd taking care of his sheep, David knew there was a relationship that had become so precious to him, and had it become so profound to him that he was found by the Lord to be a man after God's own heart, and God chose to use him for the glory of God. I know you can dwell sometimes upon the sins of David, but I'm going to tell you, brother, he that without sin, let him cast the first stone. And David was a man after God's own heart, and God honored him. I'd become a part of the lineage there where Jesus Christ would come forth, and he was called to be a son of David. And brother, I'm telling you, he had assurance that he had, that God was his shepherd. Jesus was his shepherd. You see, there's that assurance of that. So you'll find the shepherd, of course, had a staff that he was dependent upon and that he leaned upon, and that staff that was his shepherd, was his strength. And in his times of his need, David found strength in that responsibility. I tell you, there was something that David had that he could trust in. He trusted in the God of his salvation. Amen. He didn't lean upon the armor of Saul that he tried to put upon him and to send him into battle. David had a giant to face. He had someone that he was going to go out to meet in battle. It was a matter of life or death. And that brother David had assurance in his heart that God was on his side, that Jesus was his shepherd, and he was giving him what he stood in need of to fight the battle that he was facing there out in front of him when Goliath roared in his defiance upon the God of Israel and upon the people of God. Now the people of Israel, brother David roared back at him, talked back, said, "I'm not afraid of you. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts." And I tell you, he faced a battle with confidence in his heart, and he had a relationship with the God of heaven, and he knew exactly what God could do because God had already done it in his life there on the fields and mountainsides where he was taking care of the flock. And brother David had assurance that the shepherd was right beside of him. Praise God. So his strength was not just in the armor that he could found. He told Saul, he said, "I've not proven this. I don't know how this works." But he said, "I've got the things that I need." And first of all, he had the God of heaven. Then secondly, he had the armor that he'd been taking there in the wilderness with his sheep. He had everything that he needed. He had his God, first of all. And then verses 45, he had his staff in his hand, a proven companion of shepherds that he used and to fight the battle there against the lion, the bear, had his bare hands that he conquered those that came out there to get his sheep that he had. He had his stones that he chose from the brook, smooth stones there, probably about 4 inches around. And brother, I'm telling you, he was prepared for the battle. He had a shepherd's bag that he could have those things in. He had a sling that he knew exactly what to do with. And it had been proven to him that God had given him the weaponry that he stood in need of. And he had his hand that helped the sling. Amen. And that he fought the battle against the lion and the bear and conquered them with his bare hands. I'm telling you, Goliath was no feat for David to face. He was no obstacle for David to be afraid of. And brother, he was just another bump in the road that David could get by with the Lord, and that he could give him victory. And so David found that. And my friend, David found strength in that responsibility and that God had given him. And he knew that God, listen, he didn't fight the way the world fought. We don't fight our battles today as a Christian today the same way the world fights their battles. Brother, we've got a spiritual battle ahead of us and all around us and within us. And today we fight the good fight of faith by strength in the Lord, and that he gives us because we belong to him. Amen. And brother, he found strength in that responsibility. He knew he was facing not only my friend that Goliath, but he's facing Satan there, and he was going to have victory because of what the Lord had given him to do. His strength was in his God. Oh, my friend, and if you ever face a battle in your life as a Christian, as some of you sitting there right now, you're facing some battles in your life. Some of the things you've never faced before, you found some things you've just gotten through with, you never faced before, but God gave you victory, and God gave you peace in the midst of the storm, and God gave you victory in the midst of the battle. And so listen, there was victory to be found by David. He didn't go out on the battlefield there to be defeated. He went out there to conquer, my friend, the name of the Lord God of Israel, facing the devil on his his own grounds. And Brother David went out there with a victory in his heart and life. He had confidence that God was on his side and God was going to give him the victory and the things that God had given him to fight the battle with. And brother, we've got the same battle today in our life as a Christian, as a child of God. We've got the same opposition, the Goliaths of our day, and brother, rises up against us. What do we have today to fight the good battle? We've got the sword of the Spirit, we've got the Word of God, and we've got everything we need to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. No need to get defeated in our Christian life here. Brother, God's still on our side, and God's still on in the way of victory, and God's still able to honor us with His with the weaponry that we need to fight the good fight of faith. Brother, we've got that thing we need today. So David found strength in that responsibility that God had given him, and his strength was in his God. David found victory in his challenge. Amen. He found victory in his challenge. And listen, I know Goliath, he didn't think much of David's ability. If you notice over there in verses 42, he found there was nothing that in 2 Samuel there in chapter 17, and you'll find in verses 42 that he disdained David's ability. He didn't think he could do anything with what he had to do with, and disregarded David's weaponry. He thought, my goodness, you come against me with sticks and stones. And oh, my friend, and that thing with David's hand was a deadly weapon that God had given him to fight the good fight of faith with. I want to tell you, child of God, when you begin to fight the battle in your life today, and God has given you, my friend, that weapon of victory, the Word of God, that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And listen, it could face anything that Goliath had to throw against David, and David wasn't afraid because of his God. Amen. He found victory in that challenge. Listen, he disregarded David's weaponry. He doubted David's faith. And verses 44 of 2 Samuel chapter 17, he disregarded and he doubted David's faith. And brother, he listened. But I tell you what happened, my friend, and brother, David had faith in his God. And he said, listen, he said, I fought the lion and I fought the bear, and God gave me the victory, and God's going to give me the victory over you. And he went out to battle, brother, with that sling and stone, and found victory. And brother, listen, and what did God do? He donated David's head. He donated Goliath's head to David, and he gave it to him because of that victory. I'm going to tell you, my friend, and the victory is ours today in Jesus Christ. And you don't have to doubt when you face a battle you're facing this morning. You don't have to doubt when the doctor says nothing I can do. And brother, I'm telling you, there's still a God in heaven and that's in control of everything. And when we run our race, God will carry us home to be with Him, and we'll still have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. David found direction in his worship. Psalm chapter 84 and then verses 1 through 4. And David found direction in his worship. And David wasn't worshiping the gods of this world. No, sirree. He was worshiping the God of heaven, and the one that had redeemed him, the one that had saved him by his grace. And brother, he was worshiping the same God of heaven. And Psalm chapter 84 and verses 1 through 4, David said, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, and blessed are they that dwell in thy house, and they will still be praising thee. Selah. Brother, he found direction in his worship. And the relationship that David had with God was one of worship and praise unto his God. And when the battle was over, and when the battle was at a standstill, and brother David worshiped his God. And my friend, we don't have to give up worshiping God just because we face a battle. I've seen folks that quit going to church because things got hard in their life. And that's not a time to give up. That's not a time to give in.
Amen. This is a time to go to the house of God and enter its gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, being thankful unto him and blessing his name. That's what you need to do when you face a battle and that through the battles of this world. And brother, listen, get to God. Get to God's house. Get to a place where you can praise him and you can worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a God of relationship. David had a life story to tell. He told about the battles. He told about the victories. He told about the worship. He told about not from the affairs of his life and said, I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. David had a God that took care of him. Have you got that God today? Get your eyes on the Lord this morning. He's got the victory for you in your life today. God bless you is our prayer until next Sunday at the same time. Amen.